I'm sure all of us are very refreshed after having afternoon nap. So when the intellect is fresh, it has the power to absorb. That's why Dadi always reminds us in the class that we need to be alert, attentive, and awake, so that we can absorb and then we can churn, digest, and then create that intoxication, which becomes one form of energy to sustain ourselves. I was thinking there are two types of energies in our world. Physical or material and metaphysical or spiritual. In fact, our own body is also a combination of two types of energies. Body and soul. Body is made up of five elements of matter, and so it is material, physical energy. And the soul, the metaphysical entity, is the spiritual energy. So if you want to move constantly forward, I need to make sure that I have the balance between both energies. One big mistake we make very often when we come to Baba's knowledge is to become spiritual means to neglect the body, not to take care of the body. It's only soul consciousness that is important. But we find after some time we cannot remain in that stage because of the imbalance of bodily energy, biological energies. And of course, nowadays people have a lot of awareness to keep the physical energy level proper so that they can sustain themselves. You know, people do exercises, people take proper diet, people do all kinds of things to energize the body, energy level. But at the same time, it's also important to understand some of the methods to create that energy, sustain that energy, so that our life becomes a life of pleasure. You know, when we become Brahmins, in the first year, if you ask anyone, no matter where they are from, who they are, how are you, what is the answer you get? First year. Flying. I am intoxicated, happy, all kinds of things we say. And then you ask the same person next year, all right, okay, not so bad. And then after third year, fourth year, surviving. Because now I cannot go back. I am not moving forward. I am just surviving. In fact, our level of energy, of happiness, contentment, should increase year after year. But what happens in between, that it drops. The energy level drops. And of course, one of the things we understand is that in the beginning when we come to Baba, we are little infants. So Baba is taking care of us. We are in his lap. We are not doing anything for ourselves. He is doing everything for us. And so we feel like flying. You know, sometimes some Brahmins say, I don't feel like sleeping. I don't feel like eating. I feel so good. But the same thing doesn't sustain after a few years. So this is why it is very important to understand how to, first of all, create that energy. Because, you know, even physically also, there are certain energies that are present in the body itself. And certain type of energies you have to supply. Like, for example, vitamin C. You have to supply from outside every day. The body doesn't manufacture it. So this energy in the form of enthusiasm is something that I need to create. And I need to sustain. Then only I can distribute to others. So when we talk about enthusiasm, what it actually means is, dictionary meaning of enthusiasm is being inspired. The feeling of being inspired. And if you divide that word, in spirit. So always to remain in that spirit. So the image that comes to my mind about enthusiasm is a flame burning, constantly burning flame. So it is something I need to generate, I need to create from within. So first of all, I need to understand its importance. Why enthusiasm becomes the main energy, motivating force to move forward in this Brahmin life. No, sometimes Baba has given the expression, oxygen of Brahmin life. When we have oxygen, we live healthy. When there is lack of oxygen, there are so many sicknesses. So when there is lack of enthusiasm, we suffer from so many mental, spiritual sicknesses. So it is like oxygen. Or we can even say enthusiasm in Brahmin life is like blood. You know, when some people have some problems, lack of white blood corpuscles or red blood corpuscles or hemoglobin or whatever, they suffer from so many sicknesses. In the same way, when there is no enthusiasm in Brahmin life, so we suffer from lack of interest, no tired, you know, boredom, all these things because no enthusiasm. And sometimes Baba also compares enthusiasm in Brahmin life to wings. Some of you may remember the blessings Baba has given. You know, Baba says, constantly fly with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. So the partner of enthusiasm is zeal, zest. If you don't have zeal, you cannot have enthusiasm. Zeal, actually, in simple words, I would say interest. You know, if you have interest for something, if you make something as a hobby, you have special interest, so you have enthusiasm. But if there is not that interest to do something, that enthusiasm dies off. So they are like brother and sister, zeal and enthusiasm, zest and being inspired. Now, as I said, it is like a self-generator. I don't need to wait for programs to give me enthusiasm. I don't need to wait for something to happen to push me forward to create that. So each one of us should be self-sufficient, because Baba has given so much materials for us to use and create that enthusiasm so we can be self-sufficient. Not only self-sufficient, but we are able to distribute that and create a contagious, make it contagious enthusiasm, so that we create an atmosphere in which that energy is generated, you know. So first of all, I think we should understand how to create that enthusiasm in Brahmin life. Then only we can maintain. If you have never created, what will you maintain? So how do you create enthusiasm in Brahmin life? How do you make yourself, lift yourself up whenever you have found yourself little bit flat, you know, a little bit not having that kind of zest. So from my experience, one of the things that we can do to create, create that enthusiasm is to bring novelty, newness in everything we do, no matter what it is. Because newness actually creates curiosity. And that curiosity creates enthusiasm from within. So newness or novelty. Now, what can I do in order to bring that newness, novelty? I need to learn this one hobby of seeing good in everyone, in everything. There is good in everything, in everyone, but I do not see it, so that I can, you know, if I see it, I can collect the materials for newness. You know, all of us, each one of us are limited. We have limited stuff that we can use, but we run out of that stuff. That is why no enthusiasm. You know, after some time, Brahmin discipline, maryadas becomes like a routine. Then we do it religiously, but without any enthusiasm. Like we wake up in the morning, we come and sit in the class, and you know, we just do things like a machine, robot. But that enthusiasm and interest is lost, as we used to have in the first year. Why? Because we have not used the raw material that Baba has given and create that energy out of it. And so first thing that I need to do definitely to create that energy of enthusiasm is to bring novelty, newness. And to bring that newness or novelty, practice, have the hobby of seeing good in everyone, everything. So even if I can take one good thing, one speciality from everyone, every situation, so how many I can collect in the whole day? So now when I have enough stuff, I can start experimenting with them to bring novelty. And in order, you know, to have that hobby, I need to develop an attitude of being a student. This is one of the biggest problems that comes in Brahmin life that retards our progress. You know, we think that we know everything. We have already had enough classes, we had already enough yoga, we don't need it. So the moment that student life attitude is finished, I stop learning. So I don't have any material for me to do some research, experiment with. This is what we see dadis. You know, they have such student life, even at this age, after 70 years, so much interest to learn. Listening to Baba's Murli with interest, waking up at Amrit Vela with interest, following the maryadas. You know, even yesterday, Dadi was talking about bhog, offering bhog and things, you know, simple things like that. You can create novelty. So I need to have that interest. So the attitude I need to develop is the student life. No matter how many years I am in knowledge, no matter how many centers I am a coordinator for, but I am always a student. And the sign of having that student consciousness and attitude is I always see good in everyone. I always take something good from everyone. So I have enough stuff to experiment with. So you will never run out of materials. Do you agree? So try to practice that even whilst being here. One of the, you know, things that happens, I feel, we do see good in Ajnani people, you know. We appreciate their qualities, specialities. But somehow when we come too close to each other in Brahmin life, we have such expectation and conditioning of our minds that we close our doors for absorbing the speciality. And that is where we lose our enthusiasm. So many times people ask me, you know, those who have seen me when I came to Baba, and now what is that keeps your godly life sustained? So I always say this is the enthusiasm of being a student. Every day you are fascinated listening to Baba's Murli. You know, when you listen to Baba's Murli with that enthusiasm and student life, you will find something new every day. And from today, keep the aim. I must find something new in every day's Murli. If I have not found something new, I cannot have the enthusiasm. You know, when you discover something, when you explore something, how you get that kind of enthusiasm? Oh, I got it today. So while listening to the Murli, that enthusiasm should be there. To look for something totally new and then experiment on that. That is why many times Baba says, grind your own ingredients and get intoxicated. So we do get intoxicated, but soda water intoxication. Listening time, we have, but when we leave the class, go out, it finishes. So to create enthusiasm, the first thing that is necessary is novelty. The way you wake up in the morning, the way you do Amrit Vela meditation, you know, the way you listen to the Murli. We have already mentioned in the past that there are 7 ways to listen to the Murli. There are maybe 100 ways to make Amrit Vela meditation, you know, variety, because we must learn the art of making yoga and jnana and entertainment, not boredom. You know, it's entertainment. So when I look at yoga and jnana in that way, it becomes easy to create that novelty. So first thing is novelty. The second thing that I need in order to create the enthusiasm is to celebrate my life, not spend my life. See, Brahmin life is life of pleasure, not life of pressure. If I'm experiencing pressure in Brahmin life, I'm doing things because I have to do it, it's a pressure. But if I begin to celebrate my life, it becomes like a festival. That's why Baba uses the rhyming words. In Hindi, the word used for enthusiasm is utsah. and the word used for festivities, utsav. So if you celebrate every day as festival, there will never be loss of enthusiasm. See, when you have a festival day, you have so much energy that you can wake up early and late, until late night you are up. But of course, it's only for one day. Next day you can go to sleep for the whole day also. But what it means is, what do you do when you celebrate? You do three things. We sing, we dance, we eat, we meet. So that is what I need to do every day to create the enthusiasm. We need to sing songs of Baba's praise, sing songs of our fortune, sing songs about the wonder of drama. Wawa, wawa. I need to dance the dance of happiness. Singing and dancing goes together. So when you are dancing, because you are happy, you are light. And when you are light, your feet of the intellect is lifted. So even though you are walking, you feel like you are flying. So there is lightness. And then what do? We meet. So our meeting begins with Baba in the early morning. We celebrate meeting with the highest on high. And then we begin to celebrate meeting with the souls who are original jewels of the cycle. You know, when we have that elevated awareness, so then there is that intoxication. That intoxication will automatically generate that energy of enthusiasm. So don't spend Brahmin life. It's too precious. But celebrate it. Let it be a festivity. Every day. You know, in golden age, we don't celebrate festivals on certain days. It is every day is a festival day there. And so if I begin to celebrate my life here, I instill that sanskara. And once I have created this energy of enthusiasm through my own self-interest, that's why Baba says, when you make any program on the basis of progress, on the basis of programs, that will be only temporary. But if you make progress on the basis of your self-interest, that will be eternal. So then I will not fluctuate. Now, I can create this energy, like when you are here in Madhuban, because of the atmosphere, because of the company of the elevated souls, because of the vibrations, you know, our energy level goes up. Now, how to maintain it? Because the marks is given on the basis of maintenance. So to maintain that energy of enthusiasm, the first thing that I need is consistency. Because you may be getting intoxicated and do certain things for a few days, and then it drops. So then I go back to square one. So my own experience is that no matter what, I need to maintain consistency. And that is one of the key words that we should always remember and practice. To maintain the energy of enthusiasm I have created. Not sometimes. But all time. Because that consistency generates power. And that power brings like a energy of enthusiasm. So you can do simple things. You don't need to do big, big things, you know. Simple Brahmin maryadas, as Dadi was saying today. Being punctual, being regular. Simple maryadas. So it creates self-respect. You know, when I begin to follow certain disciplines that Baba has set for me, with my self-interest, it's a self-respect. And that self-respect really builds enthusiasm. So one thing is consistency. So never break the consistency. Let it be constant. And constant is the fastest speed in effort also. If you want to check whether you are going fast in your effort, you can check with this one magic word. How constant you have been in Brahmin life. The second thing that I need to practice, I need to keep in my attention to maintain that enthusiasm that I have generated, I have created, is, as I said, self-respect. Today, Dadi gave a very beautiful slogan I want to share with you. She said, have an honest heart in having respect for the self and have a big heart in giving respect to others. So that will actually help me to maintain that enthusiasm. Very often we have seen in Brahmin life, lack of enthusiasm is because of losing self-respect. No, we get affected by comments and criticisms by people and we forget who we are. You know, how Baba looks at us. Who are we chosen by? You know, all these things we forget. And we begin to see ourselves as the other person. So we should never listen to the comments by people. But of course, I can take that positively and correct myself, but not react. When I react, I disempower myself. And the person who is making me to react, they are getting empowered. So I did not make anything for myself. So practice to have an honest heart in having respect for the self. And for that, see yourself as Baba would see you. And listen to the comments that Baba passes on you. Murli is the best method, proof to understand what comments Baba has for me. You know? So that actually creates that inner enthusiasm. Otherwise, we begin to suffer from low self-esteem. And then if I allow that long period of low self-esteem, we go into depression. And it is so difficult then to come out of it. You know, so the second thing that I need to do in order to maintain that level of enthusiasm is always respect for self-respect and respect for others. So then you will always feel that you are in that awareness. The third thing that I need to do to maintain the energy that I have generated is be the embodiment of attainments. Count the attainments you have had in Brahmin life. No, we have so many attainments. See, if a person wins a lottery, the moment he comes to know how intoxicated and how much energy level is increasing in his life. And that is temporary lottery. So we have won the godly lottery. And we have so many attainments, but because we are not keeping the attainments in the emerged form, it's merged. And so that energy is not generated. So what I need to do is to count the attainments. What are the things I have got, I have received from Baba since I have become Baba's child? In different relationships, in different subjects. So that is when the soul begins to sing the song, Baba, after attaining you, I have attained everything. There is nothing left. I don't want anything. No, I need to feel the feeling of fullness. See, if there is some empty space in the soul, it goes through fluctuation. That is when sometimes I am enthusiastic, sometimes I am flat. You know, when people will praise me for what I did, I feel I am encouraged and so I feel enthusiastic. When nobody pays attention and I am not given that encouragement, I feel, oh, here nobody looks, you know, nobody pays attention, so I drop my enthusiasm level. So this is why it is important to make a list. Take some time while you are here in Madhuban. Make a list of what you have attained. Firstly, in each subject, what you have attained in Gyan, what you have attained from Baba through Yoga, what you have attained from Baba through Dharana, service, what you have attained from Baba in the form of relationship, child and father, student and teacher, child and mother, main 8 relationships at least. So as you keep writing, your level of energy and enthusiasm will go up. Because it becomes a mirror for me to understand. So Baba has given, but I need to use it. So that is the third main aspect to maintain, to become the embodiment of attainments. The fourth aspect is to have that intoxication. Because the more intoxication, the more the level of enthusiasm. But that intoxication in Brahmin life should not be temporary. So this is why it is important to increase the power of churning. Increase the power of churning in order to maintain your enthusiasm. Don't wait for somebody to give you some food, you just eat. But Baba gives us raw materials in the Murli. So I need to take that, churn, digest and make it as my own. So when I make Baba's treasures my treasure, through power of churning, my intoxication is constant. So my energy of enthusiasm can never drop. So every day, Murli, look out for 3 types of points. There are 3 types of intoxication that we can generate in ourselves on the basis of 3 types of points from the Murli. One is spiritual intoxication that is connected with the knowledge of the soul. So everything that Baba speaks about the soul, take something and churn on it. Make it as your own so your spiritual intoxication will rise. Not just have the awareness, I am a soul, but what Baba said today, like today Baba said, you are spiritual salvation incognito army. Such a beautiful title. So I am not just a soul, but I am salvation army. I am incognito. So look out for that soul point. Then the second thing is godly intoxication. No, Baba many times talks about the importance of God in our life. And every day it is a different approach. So when you take that point for godly intoxication, and third, divine intoxication. What I am going to become. You know, Brahma Baba himself was always so enthusiastic and intoxicated when he would see the picture of Lakshmi Narayan when he comes to the history hall. Before he begins the Murli, the awareness, today I am here and tomorrow I am going to become this. But many of us, we just take it easy, you know. Okay, our aim and object is to become like Lakshmi Narayan, so what? Yeah, we just repeat it. But we don't have the Narayani Nasha at all. You know, when somebody looks at us, do they get the feeling that we are becoming the world emperor and empresses? Today Baba said even the costume of the emperors of golden age is different, dress is different, customs are different from the silver age. So do we have that intoxication so that others can see that we are becoming? But because we don't keep that awareness in the emerged form, it is not shown through the face. So when I pick up from the Murali 3 points every day for godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication, divine intoxication, and grind them together. And the instrument for grinding is intellect. So when you grind 3 types of intoxication together, what do you get? Atindriya sukh, bliss, happiness, super sensuous happiness. Happiness beyond senses. So that means while I'm here, others can understand what I have attained, what I'm going to become. So power of churning. You know, churning does not mean repeating points. Of course, repeating points is one aspect that is called reflection, contemplation. But churning is to take like 1 point from each intoxication and dive deep into it, going into the subtleties of that and experience, feel at the same time. Just like when you eat the food, you know, you chew the food. Only then you taste the food, isn't it? If you swallow, will you taste it? You don't know what was the taste. You say, let me eat another time to see what taste it was. Sometimes we swallow something, we don't know the taste. And when somebody will ask you, how was it? You say, I don't think I remember. I can eat again and see. Now I can tell you. So we have to chew, digest. See, that is what is missing in us. In the beginning, when we come to knowledge, we give time to ourselves. You know, we are so intoxicated. This is a new knowledge. Oh, we have come to new family, Baba has come. So we give time to ourselves, sit and think about, and we go into the depth, so the enthusiasm is created. But later on, giving time to the self becomes less. We start paying attention towards others more. You know, as Dadi says, sometimes we become lawyers. What others should be doing and not doing, we become more judgmental. So that is why our progress is retarded. So the fourth aspect for maintaining that enthusiasm is to increase the power of churning and create that intoxication, that the level of energy can remain constant. Not soda water, but constant intoxication. Now the most important thing, which is also necessary to maintain enthusiasm, is to donate enthusiasm. You know, because whatever you give, you get it back, you know, in the same way. So you don't lose anything. I remember once Avyakt Bhaptada said, if you have 80% enthusiasm, you should give 100% enthusiasm to somebody. So the 20% enthusiasm that you are lacking comes back to you as interest. You know, you gave somebody 80 rupees, and then because they did not have anything, so you get 20 rupees interest for the 80 rupees. So you will still have your 100, isn't it? In your account. So don't hesitate to donate enthusiasm. Because donation of enthusiasm in Brahmin life is like blood donation. You know, when somebody is lacking blood, nowadays people request us to give blood donation so that other people can become alive, isn't it? They can survive. So many times in Brahmin life, it is necessary to donate enthusiasm. So how do we donate enthusiasm? Anybody has experience donating enthusiasm, the blood of enthusiasm? Just remain constant in your enthusiasm. That's what Dadi was saying today, that we should really lead our Brahmin life in such a way that I become a source of inspiration. So when you become a source of inspiration to other souls, you have donated enthusiasm to others. Without speaking, it is not something that I need to come into words. I don't need to do anything. I just want to be. So when I remain in that enthusiasm, a source of inspiration, constantly, so others take that virtue of enthusiasm as donation. This is what we take from Dadis, Dadi Janki especially. You know, it means she has so much love for us and she donates enthusiasm. She never stops giving. Sometimes, you know, we become also tired and say, oh, today I want to rest or whatever. But Dadi constant. So it's such a source of inspiration. So when you donate enthusiasm in that way, you get interest in the form of blessings. So the 20% that is lacking is automatically filled up. So you don't lose anything. So don't hesitate. So donation of enthusiasm actually helps me to maintain my enthusiasm. Because I'm all the time reminded of what I have. So in that way I am able to generate it. So that is the fifth step that I need to practice in my life in order to maintain the energy of enthusiasm. Then the sixth step, as I was mentioning earlier, physically to keep the energy level, people take different vitamins, you know, vitamin A for this and vitamin B for this and vitamin C for this. That's why nowadays on the table you see more tablets than fruits and vegetables. Because, of course, you know, certain vitamins you get through food, certain vitamins you have to supply in a different way. So, as a soul, I also need to take some vitamins every day to keep my energy level too. So, if any one vitamin is lacking, I will have deficiency. So, where do you get all these vitamins? Murli. Murli is full of vitamins. Do you agree? I don't hear the voice so strong. Do you get vitamins in the Murli? What are the vitamins you get? What is vitamin A? Atma consciousness. Every day Baba talks about Atma, soul. Consciousness of the soul. B is Baba consciousness. C is cycle. D is drama. So I need to spin the cycle. I need to apply the full stop of drama. I need to remember the three dots. Atma consciousness, Baba consciousness, drama consciousness. See, tablets are also tiny, tiny, no? Especially homeopathic tablets. So tiny like a soul. So I need to practice this awareness. Not take it for granted. This is one of the mistakes we do. To maintain the energy of enthusiasm, I have to be the embodiment of awareness. Not just aware and forget. No, this is the game we play most of the time. That is why sometimes we are enthusiastic, sometimes we are flat. But now when I stop playing the game of forgetting and remembering, and when I become the embodiment of awareness, then my level of energy of enthusiasm remains constant. So what it means to become embodiment of awareness, it means to soak myself in that awareness. So I become the form. So I must supply all these vitamins every day. Vitamin A, B, C, D, and E. E is enthusiasm. And of course, there is one extra vitamin which we don't take physically, but in spiritual, for spiritual energy we need it, and that is F. And that is faith. And Dadi was talking yesterday about faith. So because we have that strong, unbreakable faith, we are able to maintain that intoxication. Faith and intoxication, faith and enthusiasm go together. So if there is not enough supply, please talk to one of us. We can help you to get the good supply. That's why, you know, the way we listen to the Murali is very important. You get everything from the Murali only. So that is why, you know, when I'm alert, attentive, I take from the Murali, then whole day I can not just manage, but I'm able to make use of every moment in a worthwhile way. So that is the sixth aspect. The vitamins that is necessary for the soul should be supplied every day. So it is not something that I will get from somebody. Baba provides because he's a doctor, he's a pharmacist, he's everything. So we don't have to go anywhere. The last and the most important point to maintain that enthusiasm is to generate enthusiasm through my own stage. See, sometimes you find, you go to certain place, your stage is created. But in certain places, when you go, you create an atmosphere. So I need to maintain the elevated stage, giving importance to my stage. Because very often we ask this question to Brahmins. What is the most important thing for you in this Brahmin life? There are four things. My stage, Baba, family and service. So keeping the four things in front of you, ask yourself, what is the most important thing in my Brahmin life that will help me to maintain my enthusiasm constantly? My stage. Because if my stage is not good, even Baba doesn't seem good for me. Even family doesn't seem good for me. I don't feel like doing service. So I have to maintain my stage, self stage. This is my responsibility. And how do I know my stage is powerful or weak? I can check my stage, which is powerful or not, on the basis of whether I am able to transform the situation through my stage or the situation transforms me. Situations will always be there, good and bad. If the situations transform my stage, so who is powerful? Situation is powerful. But if I am able to transform the situation, my stage is powerful. So that gives me the credibility. So my intoxication, enthusiasm increases. So I should never ever let go of my stage. Because see, after all, we put in so much of energy to create a stage over a period of time. Why should I just let go of that stage because somebody said something and I just let go? And that is why Dadi was telling us few months ago in her classes, this was the most important point, that that don't give sorrow, but don't take sorrow also. So many of us still have the habit of taking sorrow. And because we take sorrow, we lose our enthusiasm. At that time, we divorce everything that we have attained from Baba. We become like insolvent. You know, like poverty stricken, nothing. I don't have anything like. But Baba has given me everything. So why should I lose my stage? So this is why it is important to look after my stage and maintain that stage consistently. Not to allow the situation to influence my stage. No, Dadi Gulzar always says a very amusing thing. So she says, who is more sensible? You know, the situation or you? She said the situation is more sensible. Why? Because in 5,000 years in the drama, the same situation will not come. It will only come after 5,000 years. And we are not so sensible. What we do? After the situation passes, we sit and think about that situation 5,000 times. And that situation has passed and it will never return until 5,000 years. So who is sensible? The situation. So now I have to learn the lesson that when the situation is not going to return until after 5,000 years, I am also not going to repeat it in my mind. So I can remain stable. And another yukti she always teaches us is, when any situation comes to maintain your stage, you just go up above. If you look at a situation in the same level, you get frightened. Because of the fear, we lose our stage. But if you just go up above and be with Baba, and then see the situation from up above, it looks like a tiny toy. Just like an ant below the feet of an elephant. So I need to learn the art of dealing with situations. Or even sometimes, for example, if someone criticizes me or insults me, of course, I have to consider that person as my best friend. Why? Because that is the person who is helping me to check myself. So if I look at it in an optimistic way, I won't let go of my stage. And I will not spoil relationship with anyone. So this is very important to maintain my stage, because this is my creation. And then that will help me to have yoga with Baba. And that will help me to have love for the family. And then whatever service I do, it will not create any problems. So whilst we are in Madhuban this time, you know, we keep a different kind of chart, as Dadi said yesterday, not an ordinary chart, but a chart in which my energy of enthusiasm remains constant. Don't drop, no matter what happens. After all, it's my stage and I'm going to maintain. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to get affected or influenced by comments or criticisms or even anything happening with the body also. So then only I'm able to maintain that stage and create that connection with Baba. Now, I liked what Dadi said yesterday very much. You know, she said three things. I'm sure you all must have made a note of it. No? Our yoga with Baba should be such that we don't remember anyone else, anything else except one Baba. That is unadulterated yoga. And my remembrance of Baba should be such that I don't make any mistake. I know she shared a few examples yesterday. She burnt her finger with the hot water, and Mama was not present when Baba was with them. Like, when you have such remembrance, no mistakes will be made. But we are so, sometimes so innocent. We say, you know, one Gulzar Dadi was sharing one story, one sister, one mother used to come to class every day on time. One day she came late. She asked, why you are late, so late? She said, Dadi, I was coming in the bus and I was remembering Baba so much that I forgot to get down in my bus stop. And I went to the terminal and the conductor came and woke me up. So Dadi said, you were not remembering Baba, you were sleeping. Because if you were remembering Baba, you will not make a mistake. You will get the right touching, now it is my bus stop. But because you were not, because sometimes we consider sleep as remembrance, you know, because both are quiet, very peaceful. So we shouldn't make a mistake. Some mothers even make a mistake saying, why you burnt the food today? Why the food is not cooked properly? Oh, I was in the remembrance of Baba, I forgot to turn on the stove. So you can't make a mistake like that, isn't it? So I think that is what Dadi said, we should not make, our remembrance of Baba makes us accurate. So if there is lack of accuracy, that is lack of some remembrance there. And third thing she said was that we should be on journey in such a way that we are able to feel ourselves being at home while we are here. We are on journey, that we are on journey to such an extent that we see ourselves at home, seeing us, others join with us for the journey. Whilst being here, we are not here. So that was yesterday's slogan. Today Dadi gave this slogan which I liked very much also. In having respect for the self, have an honest heart. In giving respect to others, big heart. Don't be miserly. Why I should give respect to this person? He never gave me anything, you know, always disrespect me, never give me any. No, I have a lot. Baba has given me plenty, you know. I don't lack anything. So big heart. So automatically when we keep on giving, you will keep on receiving. So let us make enthusiasm, you know, a contagious one this time in Madhuban. So whoever comes to Madhuban now, coming in contact with you, they should also get that energy of enthusiasm. Then we will never feel tired, never feel bored, never feel sleepy, because energy will keep us always alert. So that is why I think Baba said even in today's blessing, no, that if I have that energy of zeal and enthusiasm, I will always enjoy this Brahmin life as a life of pleasure, no pressure. Because we are born with pleasure, we live with pleasure, and we do service with pleasure, and we return home with pleasure. So not for pressure. So let us create an atmosphere of that self-motivation. In a way, I call this as self-generator. I can increase my enthusiasm. I know the way. I can maintain what I have created. So then, wherever I go, I am able to create that energy of enthusiasm. So that will automatically allow me to move forward with fast speed. That is why zeal and enthusiasm are considered as wings. Because it helps you to fly. So it's a refined energy of the soul. You know, when you fly the aeroplane, you want to have refined energy. So this energy of enthusiasm becomes refined energy that helps me, that makes me fly. So keep these 7 steps and check yourself. If any one of them is missing, so my level of energy drops. So this is a challenge we can take up while we are here, that from now until we leave and after, level of enthusiasm remains constant. never drop but moves forward. So then that can be distributed. So once that energy of enthusiasm is spread in the atmosphere, even the hardest task becomes easy. Difficult task becomes easy. Impossible becomes possible. Because it's energy. But of course we need to keep the balance of physical and spiritual. Not overdo anything. Balance. That will bring bliss to myself and blessings from others. Okay? So, let us, you know, without telling anyone, whatever I'm doing within myself is reflected on my face, through my behavior. And so Dadi should see the change in the way you listen to the Murali from tomorrow. Dadi should see the change in the way you sit in meditation. Everything is done with enthusiasm, newness. You know, today I'm going to listen to Murali in this way. Today I'm going to listen to Murali in this way. So newness, you are alert. But if I just sit there, oh, Baba says the same thing every day, consider yourself to be a, so I already know it. So then I will never have that intoxication, no, that fascination, that urge to listen and learn and understand. So when we, so many of us are together, and if each one generates that energy into the atmosphere will be charged. So others can see something is happening. The motor car is moving. It's not stagnant. So let us enjoy the rest of Brahmin life with pleasure and distribute that to others. Om Shanti. So we'll have 1 hour meditation until 7:30. So take the benefit of the meditation time to generate that energy within you. Taking any one point that you have liked, that has been useful to you, and go into the depth to create that energy from within. Om Shanti.